Thomas Potter Huntington's vision of a railroad came to life. The Boxwood Inn and the Lee Hall Depot are living reminders of a time gone by, an era when train travel was critical for the dispersion of news and events, and when stops like Lee Hall were the cornerstones of community life. Trains are surrounded by nostalgia, and the Lee Hall Depot and the Boxwood Inn remain icons from the 1800s that still remind us of the changes in American life and culture over the past 200 years.
My name is Elizabeth, and I used to attend parties and functions here in Lee Hall at the Boxwood during the war years. I was just a child when General Black Jack Pershing stayed here, but my daddy told me why he came. Most say it was business at Fort Eustis, which I'm sure it was, but it didn't hurt that Eustis also had a game reserve, which was so well stocked with natural wildlife that even old Black Jack himself could not resist using the hunting facilities. The train depot was a crowded station when soldiers were being processed. I swear, at times it was like the entire army walked through here. I still remember the faces of the German prisoners who were shipped to other parts of the country, looking out the rail cars with a mixed expression of relief and dazed confusion. I guess our little rail stop didn't look like a mighty nation to them, but our boys showed them otherwise.
The Simon Curtis family owned the Boxwood Inn longest among its owners, making Curtis a rather wealthy local politician. At a rail stop like Lee Hall, Curtis would operate the inn, the post office, and the store inside his inn, as well as a few businesses right off the tracks. It would not be an exaggeration to say that men like Simon Curtis ran the county, having so much control of the local economy. But as economics, military needs, and the population of the area continued to change, so did this hub, leaving it a sleepy memory along the silvery rails of Huntington's Railroad.